There will be a little more sunshine in Florida in 2015 as the FWC ships out its special sunshine bass breed this spring. Biologists originally bred the fish in 1971 as a cross between female white bass and male striped bass. Sunshine bass differ physically from their parent species because of broken horizontal lines running across their bodies. The fish also inhabit a different niche of the environment than their parent species. A spokesman for the Blackwater Fish Hatchery in Holt, Florida, Dave Yeager, says this allows for a more diverse fishing season, especially in North Florida.
Up here, largemouth bass and brim are mainly in the littoral areas along the shoreline, and the hybrids are schooling fish that occupy open water, so they'll feed out in the center of the river on shad and mullet.
Yeager says in South Florida, sunshine bass help to maintain the environment by keeping populations of smaller fish in check.
Another reason we stock sunshines, especially down in the South Florida and in more eutrophic systems, is that they feed a lot on the shad. And in eutrophic systems, there's usually a large number of shad that sometimes negatively affect the population.
Sunshine bass live 3 to 5 years and are sterile, meaning they can't breed or become invasive. Yeager says even if they do become a problem, the FWC only needs to stop restocking them. For WFSU News, I'm Donald Debevoise.